It's the most wonderful time of the year, a perfect time to put on a baseball cap, slap on some sunscreen, and hop on the many miles of Maryland trails. Now is when hiking and camping are at their best. The long, sunshine-filled days are welcoming, and the nights are just chilly enough to require a light sweatshirt. With so many of us headed into the great outdoors, now is also a great time to brush up on the 7 important principles of Leave No Trace. Leave No Trace is a national program dedicated to promoting and inspiring reasonable recreational practices. Its guidelines come from a great partnership that was started in the 1960s. Our federal land management agencies, outdoor educators like the National Outdoor Leadership School, conservation groups like Blue Water Baltimore, outdoor retailers like REI and L.L. Bean, nature centers like Irvine and Oregon Ridge, and others who believe in preserving our planet have all had an input into these principles. All 7 principles are important to practice any season, but especially in the summer, when all of us are engaging in the wide diversity of activities that our listening area has to offer. The first of the principles is plan ahead and prepare. Before heading out to your favorite swimming hole or section of the Appalachian Trail, look up the regulations for spots you'll visit. Like a Boy Scout, be prepared. Assume you may encounter extreme weather, hazards, or emergencies. Plus, schedule your trip in small groups and avoid times of high use. The second principle is to travel and camp on durable surfaces. This includes established trails and campsites, rock, gravel, dry grasses, or snow. Be sure to protect our precious riparian areas by camping at least 200 feet from lakes and streams. Remember, a good campsite is found, not made. In popular areas like Patapsco State Park, concentrate your use on existing trails and campsites. Do your best to walk single file in the middle of the trail. In pristine areas like Sidling Hill Creek in Allegheny County, avoid hiking and camping places where impacts are just beginning to keep those areas as natural as possible. The third principle is to dispose of all waste properly. Most nature centers in our area, including Cromwell and Irvine, practice pack it in, pack it out. Whatever trash you bring in should leave with you. To wash yourself or dishes, carry water away from streams or lakes and use tiny amounts of biodegradable soap. Fourth, leave what you find. This is hard, especially for children like my daughter Emma, who always wants to collect shells. But leave rocks, plants, and other natural objects as you find them. To preserve our past, examine, but do not touch, cultural or historic structures and artifacts. Instead, take as many photos as you'd like. Fifth, minimize the impact of your fire. Campfires are perfect for s'mores, but can cause lasting impacts to the backcountry, especially in our sensitive areas like Assateague National Seashore. Where fires are permitted, use established fire rings. Keep the fire small and manageable. For toasting marshmallows and hot dogs, use sticks from the ground that can be broken by hand. Perhaps one of the most important of the 7 principles is to respect wildlife. Observe from a distance and never feed wildlife as this damages their health and alters natural behaviors. Protect wildlife and your food by storing rations and trash securely. And lastly, number 7, be considerate of other visitors. Respect other visitors and protect the quality of their experience. Yield to other users on the trail. And let nature's sound prevail. Avoid loud voices and noises. Hopefully, if each of us practices these good habits, we can inspire those we know to do the same. If each of us does our small part, we'll make a big, positive difference on Maryland's native habitats. For more information on the 7 principles of Leave No Trace, visit explorenature.org/thenatureofthings. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternotte.